The podcast you are listening to of Holmberg's Morning Sickness is brought to you by my friends at Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Meet, mesquite, repeat. Trust me on this one. You've had barbecue before, but you haven't had it this good. Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale, ericsfamilybbq.com.
Eric's Family Barbecue has arrived and is simply the best barbecue in Arizona. Come satisfy your taste buds with meats that are smoked over mesquite wood and sides that are made with fresh ingredients and tons of love. They have the best, juiciest brisket, pulled pork, rib, sausage, turkey, or everyone's favorite, the Pitmaster Sampler that includes all the meat and four sides, mac and cheese, potato salad, coleslaw, corn, or beans. Yum! And for dessert, try some creamy banana pudding. Amazing! Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Meat, mesquite, repeat. Make the trip. You won't be sorry. Dine in or take it to go. Go to ericsfamilybbq.com for more info.
Get something, something. Check out Holmberg's Morning Sickness Podcast at 98kupd.com.
Jeremy out there? Jeremy calling? He should be calling us any minute. I don't know if he's made it all the way out there yet. We'll see. But Jeremy's out way out there. East, Signal Butte. That's way east,
and
right?
Warner. Yeah.
Yeah, and Warner. I got it, Brady. We'll get it there. Don't jump the gun on
it. Well, you said way out.
I was just asking. Yeah, I know. I just don't know where Signal Butte is. Signal Butte and Warner Road, like Brady said. Operation Hydration is out there. And if you want to drop off some water at the Safeway with Jeremy, you're helping out the Phoenix Rescue Mission. Jeremy is giving you all chances to win Slipknot, Corn, and Stained. You got bandanas and stickers and all sorts of KUPD stuff. He's on the line right now. Jeremy, are you there?
I'm here, sir.
You made it.
Yeah, I'm halfway to Tucson.
Yeah.
Awesome.
It's out there a ways, but you're doing the good work. This is a very widespread city. You cover all the ground, and today it's Signal Butte and Warner. What do you got for us?
I'm signing up for Korn Slipknot tickets. I got the usual stuff, bandanas, stickers, some CDs, DVDs, all that stuff, and then I got some T-shirts as well. Come on down. Donate to Operation Hydration, all benefiting Phoenix Rescue Missions. Code Red Initiative, and come on down. And I got a guy here that he went to school with you, Johnny, a year younger than you. He's got a bunch of Coach Clark stories, and he wanted to know if you know an Aaron Holmberg.
I do know of Aaron Holmberg. I don't know Aaron Holmberg. He had a sister also. Or wait, it was Aaron there was a girl, too. They had Holmberg. We had the same last name. Everybody always asked us if we were related. We were not.
Okay. They're not related, sir.
Sorry. Wow. Yeah. Do a little 23andMe out at the van this morning. Yeah, get that all cleared up at the van. Get my family tree straight.
That's a question he wanted me to answer.
Hey, you asked. It is. You got it out. I gave you the answer. Everybody's satisfied. It's the way this works. It's perfect. Yeah. What's his name?
I don't know, man. He's leaving.
Good research. Good research. Way to go, Jeremy. Way to keep me in the dark.
Have a good day, sir.
Yeah, he knows my...
He looks like a Gary, maybe.
Oh, it's Gary Colmier then. Okay, I know who that is. Good, good. Yeah, I know Gary real well.
That's exactly what he said.
That's the guy. Yeah, I know Gary. Good dude.
Have a great day, Gary.
just guess a name.
At me like that's not his name. Yeah. I don't think it's Gary.
Don't know what you can do. But you know what? I'm glad that he has my family history and we didn't even get his name.
If only you could ask.
Yeah, well, no, he's driving away. Fairness, Jeremy doesn't need to chase cars anymore.
We're talking about America's sweetheart here, not him. Right. I don't care about his life story.
That's right. And Jeremy's threatened to burn down buildings and hurt people, and they attack me online, and I have to pull them back a little bit. So I appreciate that.
Well, Jeremy. No, I said I would.
No, we're not talking about that. Settle down. See, this is it. That's a threat you can't make on the radio, you dumbass. Signal Butte and Warner Road. That's where Jeremy is out this morning. Don't cross him. He's very, very easily, angered. We'll talk to you in a little bit. Nice job, Jeremy. All right, so he's out there this morning. East Valley, Signal Butte, and Warner at the Safeway, getting all that water, all of it.
Is that AJ? Or is it still Gilbert?
I think it's still Gilbert.
Is it?
I think so.
I'll never know.
Yeah, because I think Warner's too far south for AJ.
You could have stopped it just too far. I mean, it's plenty for the people who are around that area. Sure, go nuts. But I got no reason to go to Signal Butte. When somebody says, come over to my .. I'm like, where is it? And I start hearing, I'm already going, no, I'm not going. I'm a recluse.
Globe.
I stay in my globe. That might as well be a different planet. There's a better chance I'm going up with Bezos than
Come
I am.
Come on, Kemosabe.
Much better chance I'm going to Bezos' moonshot than Globe.
When's the last time you rolled through Globe?
Well, I went there once to go to Sholo. I went that route.
Because the other route was blocked?
And I don't
blocked?
Like that route. Yeah. No, it wasn't blocked. I just tried it. Didn't like it.
That route is rough.
Well, 6 months ago, I think we rolled through on the bike, so we were doing a big, long thing.
Oh.
And it was closed because of COVID for the most part.
Globe?
Yeah,
thank
God.
That's what they said.
Yeah.
Thank God.
Yeah. You don't want to see
anyone. Otherwise,
you
had to go in somewhere.
I didn't want
to
stop.
Any of them Globe.
Let's get a beer. Nah, damn it, they're all closed.
Globe Minox come out with their giant nocturnal hunting eyes.
The mines, to the mines.
All right, Globe, I'm just passing through. You're an accident right there on the main road. You don't have to turn off to get to Globe. They built it right there where you have to go through it.
Shanman was a teacher there, I believe.
In Globe?
Yeah.
In
Globe?
Yeah. Yeah, he went up to Globe like
he was
every
dean,
day.
The dean of students.
Got through half the alphabet and realized it was pointless. Look, you're all 20. You should know this by now. K shouldn't be such a stumbling block for you.
H-I-J. This is too hard, Mr. Hernandez.
Nandez.
I know what you're really trying to teach me. Your Mexican ways. You're taking over.
Now, Shannon was a teacher in Globe?
I believe it was Globe. I know he was up there. Globe or Miami, which is pretty much the same thing, yeah. Well,
that's why they call it Globe Miami. Because you try to get through it so fast you can just barely see either of them. I don't know which one we're in, but just go, go. It's Globe or Miami, go. Sorry, Globe or Miami, but there's a reason why your towns never grew. Anyway, yeah, don't go out there. Globe.
No.
Never go to Globe. What's the matter with you? Went to Kearney once for a charity thing. That might be the last time I actually went out there.
Was that your...
You had to go through Globe.
I had to go through...
No, we had to go through Superior.
We go through
then
Superior
south.
And then cut around. Oh. And then I tried to avoid Globe, and I went all the way around the Southway.
Right.
Went by the Biodome and all that. And I said, this is it.
Was that your contribution to the charity? Just showing up?
I just showed up, and I'm like, everybody here owes me. I'm sorry. I'm sorry this man has cancer, but you guys owe me now. There's a charity for me to never come back. He made it.
We had a nice run that morning.
Did we? It was pouring rain. It was like 4 degrees. It was the worst morning ever.
I brought the
boys. The guy did well.
Yeah. I brought the boys, and they hated it.
Well, of course they did. They were in Kearney jogging in the mud. It was a military exercise. I got lost on train track somehow. I made a turn and ended up
possible?
I don't know, but they led to nothing. And then there's this big hole in the earth. I'm like, I think this is a mine or where they're housing UFOs.
It just happens.
I don't know what this is. And I wanted to go home. Because someone was following me in a car and it was raining so hard. Good thing I had that. I was in an Armada and I'm like, I had to go to 4-wheel drive to spin out of that thing. The mud was like sinking me.
Was Angel following you?
Good God, no. She went out there though. Anyway. Good morning this morning, Globe, Miami, and Kearney. Sorry for your lives. You're not a destination. Like Aaron Rodgers said about Green Bay, nobody's coming here just for the vacation. They're coming here to play with me. He's not wrong. It's time for the Brady Report. It's brought to you by our friends at Hooters and Mick Ulter and Brady. We've been talking about it all week because told us about it. It is National Chicken Wing Day. And that is a good thing. Is it your National Chicken Wing Day as well? Do you have that written on your thing?
I do.
It is for everything. So it's a known fact. This isn't just made up by Hooters. National Chicken Wing Day. And Hooters is celebrating by getting any 10 wings you buy, you'll get 10 boneless wings for free. Wash them down with a Mick Ultra all day today only at Hooters. It's 10 for 10. That's pretty darn easy. And you can go down there for National Chicken Wing Day and say thank you for the Brady Report, Hooters and Mick Ultra. Brady Report.
Good Thursday morning to you, Phoenix. Happy National Chicken Wing Day.
That's right.
And there's some bonus merch you can get from Hooters, too.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. You can get a wing-shaped pillow at their online store for $25, and you can get some chicken wing earring.
Oh, man.
They call them ear wings.
Just ear wings.
Oh, ear wings.
Wow. They're $10.
You got the pillow in order?
Did you just say kill me?
No, I said just. Oh. It's okay.
I thought you let that one blurt out.
No. Well, maybe I did. Maybe I said it and I don't even know kill me. Look, I love Hooters. They've been a solid sponsor for the Brady Report for a long time. But if you have ear wings on, you're fat. You're unattractive.
There.
No way.
Nobody attractive has
Wait,
chicken wing earrings.
See the,
nope, Brady. Nope.
Wing pillow.
Nobody attractive has chicken wing earrings. No one.
Say it right.
Chicken wing earrings. You don't. You're a 600-pound sister.
So adorable.
No, right? Yeah. Look,
it's an adorable
Caleb,
wing.
Caleb is sexier than you.
There you go.
The earwings?
Yep.
Yep.
Let's take a look. Oh, my God. They look like real chicken wings. Okay.
Check out the pillow.
Check out the pillow.
It's unbelievable.
That's a pillow. Yeah. The pillow's funny.
That's going to be in Brady Gras this year.
The pillow's funny. The earwings, your cholesterol is showing. The Hooters bikini makes sense because they have
the wing bikini.
Sexy girls.
Bucket hat would be good for the summer.
Sure, their merch is fine, but earwings, no one attractive is wearing earwings.
There you go, Brady. You need the shirt.
You had me at wings.
Now, do they even dare sell that in large?
I don't know.
It just starts at triple X, right?
No, you got it in small, as a matter of fact.
Small for babies.
Yeah, triple X is available, though.
That's funny. Hey, of course it is.
Did you mention this, Brady? 7-Eleven has a chicken wing deal today.
What?
Where do you get chicken wing day?
There's chicken wings in 7-Eleven?
2-for-1 promo at 7-Eleven. What?
Where are the chicken wings in 7-Eleven?
Yeah.
I didn't know either.
Now you do.
Yeah.
Katie, bar the door. Brady's going to 7-Eleven. The 25-inch wing pillow is funny.
It's pretty solid.
The ear wings make me sad for you.
Yeah.
You got the swimming trunks, too.
Can you imagine going on a Bumble date with a girl and she had that overhead shot and you thought she was hot and she shows up and you're like, oh my dear God.
What are those, is that in your ear?
You got a chicken wing on your ear.
No, these are my decorative earwings.
Oh my God.
Get it?
Yeah, I get it. Oh, I get it. I get it like the way you're going to get diabetes. You're going to be a big one. You might look okay right now, but you're addicted to wings to the point where you're using them as decorations.
Got a couple of baseless fun facts. Yosemite National Park, or as my friend's wife calls it, Yosemite National Park, has struggled to design garbage cans because they have to be easy enough for humans to open.
But too tough for bears.
Yep. And they found that it's a considerable overlap between the intelligence of the smartest bears and the dumbest tourists.
Screw the trash. Let's put something on our car doors because all those ones that now they're opening the bears open the car doors.
That's a good point.
And they know, like, a nicer brand of car, like the luxury cars, like the Mercedes. Oh, they're very gentle.
They're discerning.
Opening that.
Yeah, they don't door ding.
That one bear that was backing up after it started
yelling. Hey,
sorry,
hey,
man.
I didn't know any Mercedes.
He didn't know anything was in it.
Right.
That was the biggest shock in the world when he opened it up and there's a pile of people inside. It was like, it would be the same as if we walked into a bear cave.
Yeah.
Oh, they're in there.
Get back to sleep.
Yeah. I love, again, I brought this up several times, but I love that somewhere in the last 15 years, Darwin's bears have decided to go bipedal, and we're not blinking an eye at it. We made a little stink at first, like they're walking around and off, they're backing up now, just walking around with their arms hanging down. That was not a bear thing.
Strutting in like George Jefferson. Yeah.
20 years ago, it was rare that bears would walk on their hind legs for an extended period of time. Now they're just like, howdy-doo. They're walking around, their arms are down, and they're swinging. Yeah. Hey, we're moving on up. Like that bear is not doing that for a second. He's doing it for about 4 minutes. Following buses around, opening doors. They're coming for us. And we're not paying any attention.
The snow in the Wizard of Oz was pure asbestos.
Wow.
The Wicked Witch's broom and the Scarecrow's costume.
Cocaine.
Also made of asbestos.
Well, Buddy Epson was the original Tin Man, and the makeup they used was metal and
lead.
And he had his body reacted immediately. And instead of saying, oh my God, Buddy Epson's sick from the makeup, they said, you're fired, and they gave it to another guy. You can't do the makeup, you're out. Yeah. Sorry. You were born in the wrong era where you don't get coddled for not being able to handle poison on your face.
That was a girl in Goldfinger that she almost died because they sprayed her that gold paint and
it was
pores
real paint.
Suffocated.
Yeah. They suffocated her body with real paint.
So worth it.
Yeah, she was hot.
She looked amazing. Yeah. It made me wish gold women existed. It's like when Avatar happened. I'm like, God, I hope a blue girl pops up out of this. The tail was a little much, but I'd have joined up with it. That Avatar girl, something about that.
Refried beans are only fried once. The name comes from a mistranslation of the Spanish name frijoles refritos, which means well-fried beans. Yeah.
I always thought that was doubles. Are twice-baked potatoes actually done twice?
Well, you bake them once and then you bake them again.
Scoop the innards, put them in the, carve it out, and then put it back in another baked potato, and then put them in the oven.
Those things are good.
I love
them. Oh, man.
That sounds good.
Better than funeral potatoes?
I don't know. That's a tough one.
Man, I got to try these funeral potatoes. Just the mere mention of them the other day, everybody went, you've got to eat these.
Well, at Christmas or Thanksgiving, Medea will make them, so I'll bring in some, yeah.
Okay.
Wait a minute. Are you offering potluck?
It's not potluck. She makes it separate, you know.
Okay.
It's not going to come in. It's not going to come in a beach blanket. No. She's got the OG Mormon recipe too. So
okay, you bring that right in.
Bring it right to
me. Hey, I'll eat. I don't care.
Don't worry about it. It'll get eaten. But don't be offended when I walk by it and treat it like poison. Brady, I can't do it. Brady will eat the whole thing.
Yeah. I don't care. It's just doubling down.
Damn right.
It's the cat hair I like.
You don't have cats.
No.
You're clean people.
Yes.
I'd eat it at your house. I don't like the transport part.
My cats make them. I mean, they're amazing.
I don't like homemade food transported.
All right. Come on over. Then we'll go to Jupe's afterwards.
Oh, now we're cooking. Get kicked out of Jupe's.
Here's five questions that Google has been getting, the top five about the Olympics. Why do divers shower after each dive?
What's the answer to that?
It's not to wash the chlorine off. It's to prevent injuries. The pool is cold and can make you cramp up.
Oh.
So that's why they take a warm shower or sit in the hot tub.
I noticed that one. I thought the hot tub was just keep the muscles moving.
Why is Russia called ROC?
They're
it
crooked.
Stands for Russian Olympic Committee. They got, banned from doping.
For being totally crooked. And then they still let them play, so it doesn't matter.
They didn't learn that from Rocky IV?
We knew that the Russians have been doping. Yeah. It's been a joke since I've been alive. The Eastern Europeans and the Russians were all on. They invented steroids.
Yeah.
How deep is the Olympic pool?
100 feet.
No.
Oh,
swimming pools in Tokyo are almost 10 feet deep. Diving pools are 10 to 16 feet, depending on the event.
Right. 10 meters, 10 feet. 30 is 60.
Yeah.
That synchronized diving is unbelievable. Because when they do it, especially the springboard one.
Yep.
Yeah, that timing is. They make it look so easy. I think it's boring. But when you think about, this guy might weigh a little more than that guy. The spring might be a little different.
Somebody
on this.
Over rotates.
You have to time that so perfectly on the.
The U.S. men got gold.
That's right. I don't really care who wins.
Why isn't LeBron James in the Olympics?
Because he's a bitch.
Had some injuries this year. Decided to opt out.
Needed a mental health day.
Oh, that's right. At least he did it before.
I've got some Wild World.
Okay.
Had to make sure. I'm thinking about it. It'll apply.
Scared me. I'm like, it's not Friday.
Brady Hill over there.
This stuff?
Hello, my friends.
Oh, no, it's not it. Never mind. Sorry. Go ahead.
I'm Brady Bogan, and this is your Wild, Wild World. Researchers just found out that caffeinated bees were better equipped to find target crops. So a little caffeine buzz, help the bees do their everyday jobs more efficiently.
I'm out.
That was terrible.
I'm leaving.
The bees weren't just jacked up on pumpkin spice lattes. The scientists created some kind of caffeinated nectar, added it to certain flowers. The bees did show a preference to return to those flowers. There might be an addictive property in the caffeine. But the researchers were also able to observe the effects of caffeine improving memory.
Of bees?
It boosted performance in general. And it wasn't just about the bees immediately flying over to that one plant. It always went after the one that was caffeinated or they'd found the better crop.
I thought we were running out of bees. We're giving them soda and coffee now?
Now jack them up on some
What's
caffeine.
Going on? Keep them up all night.
We're running out of bees and now we're giving them coffee? This insight could be, help in... enhance the productivity of commercial bees and pollinating crops.
Where's all the bees?
Huge. I don't understand. By the way, Jerry has a good idea, and I'll kick in $1,000 for this. If Brady gets his belly button pierced, I'll buy the wing earrings.
Oh!
If you wore an earwing on your belly button,
$1,000, huh?
$1,000 in your hand, like immediately, tax free. I'll cover the taxes. I'll do everything.
Do it
right in your hand.
Do
just
it.
To get his belly button pierced and put a little, and you have to wear the wing in it for a year.
Not happening.
Why not? It's where you're putting them anyway. One just got out. 1, that's all. It just looks like one escaped. One.
Let me think about
one
that.
One escaped through the belly button. You've had chicken wings on your stomach walking around and didn't even know it.
Prince Albert?
I hide one
wing?
In my belly button every now and then.
It's a good.
Oh,
it's,
Prince Albert. Jesus.
Oh, Prince
with
Albert.
A wing?
Oh,
God. Chicken wing Prince Albert?
Oh, okay. Here's the other thing. If you get a Prince Albert earwing, I will pour Brady sauce on it and.
Oh,
man!
Oh.
All right, here we go, Brady. If you go Prince Albert earwing, I'll kiss the tip. But it has to have sauce on it. I'm not going to go in dry.
Let's get that done at Claire's today. Go down the mall.
Is Claire's doing the Prince Albert?
Can you do this?
I got an idea, Claire.
Sir, my name's not Claire.
Look, Claire, I'm going to whip my wang out, and this is not sexual. I want you to poke a new hole in it. Put one of the ear wings in here.
Happy National Chicken Wing Day.
Oh, you have no idea, Claire.
Don't you put some ice to it first?
I'm in. I'm in if you are.
Oh, Jesus.
$1,000. But it has a little wing on the end of it. But you got to wear it for a year. Come on, man.
That's your wild, wild world.
You're not using it. It's all right. Make it a prop for laughs. Make it your carrot top joke. Yeah?
If you, no.
You're out? All right. You want to do the belly button instead?
Let me think about both of them.
I raised the stakes to the point where the belly button now seems like a good idea.
I need to think about it a little more.
$1,000.
It's $1,000 in hand. The embarrassment of me giving you the smoocheroo. Right there on the old flaccidity. The worst part is if you got wood from it, then who's gay?
Yeah, I don't know. You know.
That would be the answer. Yeah? Is you. Yeah.
Please don't. Please.
Oh, I'd be tender.
I'm not a twink. I'm not a twink.
It's like somebody's liking this a little more than they thought.
It's the wing sauce.
If you bought three of the following McCormick spices, there's a recall because of salmonella.
Okay.
The McCormick Culinary Italian Seasoning, the Perfect Pitch Italian Seasoning, and Frank's Red Hot Buffalo Ranch Seasoning.
Oh, boy.
If you bought them between June 20th, I believe, and today.
Yeah.
There's a picture of them. You've never seen them before, but they're recalling those.
Okay. I know it's an ignorant question, but does anyone actually ever run out of that stuff? My house has spices.
Buffalo Ranch.
Been there for.
Because you don't cook, but people that cook, they do actually.
I can't imagine ever using a whole bottle.
You must go through Italian spices like crazy.
You drink it.
Oh, yeah.
Put a little water in it.
He uses it as deodorant.
Yeah.
Just
sprinkle it over.
Give me some oregano and some rosemary. I'm good.
It's his gold bomb.
I don't think I've ever seen an empty spice jar.
Yeah, we do. We do.
Like right now, you could go to my house, you'd laugh. Like if you looked at the expirations, if they have them. They
do.
My guess is about half the spices that are at my house are old logos. Like McCormick's changed their logo since, at least once. I guarantee it. There's stuff in there that's been there since I've been an adult. I bet you my first spice buy is still in there. I almost bet. Probably don't even make it. It's probably asbestos. It's probably asbestos spice.
Could be.
Pre-rules.
Casey Shane Gessner and Brittany Ray Treib. They live in Missoula, Montana. They got arrested because they stole a plane.
Ooh.
They stole a Cessna. Took it joyriding. A little malfunction with it, so they emergency landed the Cessna on the highway.
They knew what they were doing, though.
They did, and they tried to get away, but it didn't work out. I don't know if they were trying to do the, 500-foot club.
They're just trying to get up there and have a little fun.
Yeah.
They don't look unusual. But plane thieves, they've got themselves a pilot's license. It sounds like they've been through the training.
Yeah, she's a little tweaky.
They're a little tweaky, but all of Montana looks like that. Is Montana big? Montana's got to be a huge tweak place.
It's top five in the country, I think.
Because Indiana, where I'm from, is just all zombies.
Yeah.
Montana, there's nothing to
do. Really bad. Missoula shouldn't be that way. Missoula is a little bit hipstery, but... probably because of that, it's a little
there's
bit more
nothing
accepting
to do.
Of that.
Yeah. All right, we already got an offer here. My wife owns Uptown Tattoo Gallery in Phoenix. Let's get that piercing done.
I'm in.
The Prince Albert or the belly button?
I think Joseph said they'll do either one.
Nice.
Or both.
Whatever, yeah. Or both.
With a chain,
you
Brady?
Get, you get
with wings, a chicken,
Brady,
$2,000.
Brady, you get both. I'll polish you off a little backdoor fingering.
A chicken wing chain from your Prince Albert to your belly button.
Oh, nobody.
Come on, man.
I don't want anything in my ass.
Come on, Brady. Let's do this.
I don't want anyone in my ass. We got another guy in the state of Washington.
Boy, dodging the fun.
In Leavenworth.
How about nipple rings? Nipple wings.
Oh,
how much is that worth?
That's hilarious.
That is.
Gotta wear them for
awesome.
A year, or I get
Larry
my money
still
back.
Have his? I'm going to buy him
I don't
a
know.
Set.
No, it's He's not funny if Larry rings. Has wings in his nipples. It's funny. Like bagels for Larry, but you.
So is it $2,000 then? One for each nipple? Or
that's a little heavy. Yeah, if you do, but we'll do it. $2,000.
So if I go
in your hand.
So $4,000 overall.
No, no, no. Not two per nipple. Let's not jump up here.
No, no, no. I'm saying nipple.
Oh, yeah. You want to go crazy?
Yep. Oh, man. Yeah.
Albert.
Okay. Done.
$4,000. And the Albert, too?
You get two nipples. The Albert and then the thing, but you got to wear the chain between the belly button.
And then we do a...
That's almost a half order of wings on my body.
Yeah. Let's go for a full dozen.
Oh, there you
I'll
go.
I'll give you $12,000. You get 12 piercings and all wings for you. I'll give you $12,000.
And we shoot a calendar for charity.
Yeah,
of
yeah,
you.
Yeah. And everyone, a sexy Brady wing calendar
with you
Hooters.
Showing off. Yeah.
Showing off all of them. And the money shot for Christmas is the, you know, the mistletoe hanging off of the wing.
Oh, my God. We'd raise so much money.
Come on.
Wow.
The 12 days of Christmas. Well, I couldn't do that. We'd have to do the whole year.
12? Yeah.
I was going to say, try to get that all in. But what do you say, kid?
That calendar shoot.
$12,000 in hand.
12 wings on my body.
12 wings, piercings on your body. Permanent piercings. And you got to wear it every day for you. Nose. So this would be nose, eyebrow.
Wow. Wait a minute.
Well, this is where 12 would go. Yeah. Nose, eyebrow, both ears. That's four.
That's four.
Lip.
Lip.
Five. You're just covered in chicken
nipples
wings.
Nipples is seven.
Which isn't unusual, because when you eat wings, that's how you look anyway. You got wings all over your head.
The ring through the nostrils, so it's like the bullhorn hanging
the big
right
one
there
hanging
too.
Off of your thing.
Yeah, what's that called?
One through your lip.
I don't know.
The hoop.
Okay, let's do this. Each eyebrow.
That's eight.
Okay, well, no, I'm starting over. Two. Oh, okay. Each ear, four. Lip, bottom lip, five.
Nose ring,
hook nose
six.
Is six. Both now nipples is eight.
Eight.
Belly button, nine. Wee
one
wee.
One more.
Wee wee's 10. Well, no, there's 12 months.
Damn it.
Jesus.
I'm Brett.
Right. We need two new piercings. Or you could do a line of chicken wings on one eyebrow.
Or multiple wings on the ear.
Wings all over your head. Oh, yeah, yeah.
You could stack the ears.
You do the cartilage.
You could stack the ears, yeah.
Or some people do the back of the neck.
Oh, yeah.
What?
Oh, yeah. Or the hips, those sexy hip bones.
Oh, that's right. Like Devin had
chicken wings dermals, all over you.
The dermals.
The dermals. That's right. 12, Brady. $12,000. Coach
your
body and chicken
wings. Under
the
skin.
No. Oh, yeah. Get a shape of a chicken wing. That's a dermal, too. You ready for this?
No.
Jeez.
$12,000 to just walk around with chicken wings all over your face like you normally do anyway. Come on.
It's tempting.
The worst part is you'd probably have to go to like a family event in those 12 months. And the first time I see a picture of you without them, the money's mine. It's all, I'll have lawyers take care of this. Retroactive. If there's,
I know you want to check the crotch often.
I'll check it every day. I'll take your word for it. But if you're one of those types of people that's willing to screw that up, this is too good. And it's so fitting for you. Happy National Chicken Wing Day. Ear wings. Oh, God, I'm picturing it. You'd be gorgeous.
So this guy in Leavenworth, Washington.
Next subject.
Moving on. Gets busted. He steals a school bus. And they catch him on film in one of the traffic cameras. He's wearing a yellow dress. And then later gets the hold of a front loader. Goes to his ex-wife's house. And demolishes the front of her house. Here's the guy getting arrested in the yellow dress.
Oh, man.
I don't know. They can't figure
out why.
It looks
like Jeremy.
It does. But then this is the rest of the front loading damage.
Oh,
flipped her car onto the
garage,
I believe.
Roof. With a school bus and a loader.
Yeah, front loader. He just was joyriding the school bus a little bit.
Wow.
Or,
maybe
dress. He took that to get to the front loader.
Somebody said, you got to call Brady's Prince Albert a wingy dingy. He'll eat that corny crap up.
It's my ding-a-wing.
Nicholas texts in. He says, chicken wing piercing in the middle of the forehead like little Uzi Vert's
diamond.
Yes. Oh, yes.
Come on, man. What are you more nervous about, the after or actually all the piercings?
Yeah. The infections.
Oh, you'd be fine.
Oh, we're going to a pro.
Got a pro. Get some hydrogen peroxide.
Town Tattoo Gallery's going to hook us up.
Again, you're not using that thing. That's the worst one.
Snags. A lot of snags getting dressed.
Easiest one's your wiener.
John, I need a visual of this. Please get your Pixar guy.
Yeah.
Yes.
Do a mock-up of this with Brady and all 12 of his wings.
I think Jose Mesa could do a whole cartoon about this.
Oh, my God.
All right, here we go. Hopping on into the tattoo shop.
John, cheek punches. He's got a chicken wing on each cheek.
Dimple his cheeks.
You guys are screwing around my face too much.
The nose ring is called septum piercing.
Oh, okay. All right.
It is? Little, oh, the septum ring in the center. Oh, that thing. I thought I was thinking on the edge.
The bull nose or whatever.
We get a hoop with a chicken wing hanging off of it.
Henry says, John, why are you curiously avoiding the taint? Let's pierce that bunger up.
Well, I think we've been avoiding Brady's taint for 20 years. I'm going to keep that streak alive. I'm going to try to go all the way to dying without having seen that. Yeah. I'm 0-for on all your taints, so I'm going to try to...
Let's keep that streak alive.
Yeah, I'm going to try to... Yeah. That thing's going to live for a long, long time.
There's some guy, David Aucoin. He lives in Lafayette, Louisiana. He just opened up a new trailer park for swingers.
Mm-hmm.
The name of it's called T-Boys Swingers Trailer Park.
Must have been a market.
And the slogan... Yeah. There is bring your house and share your spouse.
What part of Florida is this again?
It's Lafayette, Louisiana. Oh. We're going to have to call Flip.
I got to tell you that.
He's there right now.
Yeah. So he swings.
Oh, find out maybe.
Somebody emailed me this morning, or it was yesterday, but I got it this morning. It said, I found Brady's swinger nickname at the grocery store, and it was just a sign that said pineapple chunks.
Oh, yes. That's right.
And I started dying. I'm like, that is perfect. Brady decides to swing, especially now because wings and pineapple go so good together. You'd be like a little Hawaiian swinger.
Bogan, you get those piercings and I'll autograph your body for a tattoo, signed Derek Zellner.
Forget about it.
Some of the activities you can do at T-Boy Swingers Trailer Park. Well, there's a nude pool, nude yoga. Even has a studio built for it. A poker hall for strip poker. And, of course, the Key Party Cabana.
Yeah. Scott Haynes says, get the tongue ring for Brady, too, with some gauges with two dipping sauce containers in them. Brady's got enough trouble with the mouth and tongue. Yeah. We don't have a foreign substance hanging around him while he's trying to read.
Tyler said Brady should get a Jacob's Ladder, 5 piercings on the shaft.
Oh,
I don't even know what that
that's
is.
That's what it's called. Ooh. I didn't know either.
Because it's one of the most haunting things I've ever seen, God. And now it's got a name. Oh, my God.
John, don't forget, Brady will be able to pal around with his buddy Steve-O because he just pierced his ass cheeks.
There
together.
You go.
Now I'm a real jackass.
Derek Julian, pre-order that goddamn calendar one, please. You'd be hanging up in every oil change shop and dealership. Like
Jiffy Lube.
All of them. What's that a picture of? Is that a snail with a hat on?
Oh, my God.
That's Brady's dick and it's got a chicken wing in it. Oh, of course it does.
It's Wayne from Amco.
Meep, meep. You should see our new calendar. We'll sell them with Wayne. Wayne will be on this. Wayne will help us out. Is that? It looks like Joey Chestnut chunked something out of his mouth there. He's got a little red spot on the end. No, it's Brady's wiener. It's got a chicken wing hanging out at the end of it. Of course it does.
Oh!
Uh-oh.
Jacob's Ladder.
You're looking at one?
He's got pictures.
Oh, my God!
That's a real thing. People do that?
How about this one?
What the hell are wrong with people?
What's that?
Wow.
Okay, stop. Turn it off.
That is a frenum piercing. Frenum.
Oh, man. Hey. 12 grand, Brady.
That's enough of you guys.
Check it out.
That could be you, Brady. You could be hanging out with them frenum folk.
That really sold me, those pictures.
Yeah, well, you don't need that one. I'm not even. I'll take that back. You're not getting that.
Okay.
Stop it!
Somebody gave us 9 suggestions.
There's 9. That taint one's out. The gooch. Oh, my God. What's the one where you just impale it?
Ooh.
Impaling? The frenum? The Prince Albert? What's that?
Impaling.
The scrotal.
Right.
Oh, that's just crazy. That's just knock it off. These are cartoons and I'm going to throw up. Turn it.
Yeah. That's the menu.
Turn it back
place.
To good times.
Last summer, there was an older gentleman in Germany started chasing after a wild boar that stole his bag, and the photo went viral. It shows him running. I got the photo here. Anyway, someone, a German model train company.
Why was he naked?
Made a model of the guy chasing the wild boar.
The boar took off with his shorts.
It, you know, if you have your train set, you can put it in the scenery. So, but the lady that took the photograph is angry at the train company.
That's her image.
But the guy's like, you used my image to begin with.
That's true.
She took the photograph.
But you can photograph public things and have
a deal.
Yeah, that's what you said. But why is he naked?
The boar took his shorts.
Why were his shorts off?
It looks like he's at a nude place because
there's a couple other nudies.
Yeah.
He's at that swingers trailer park in Louisiana.
That could be you, Brady. All those piercings chasing a javelina around Sedona.
You come back here with those pants, pig.
He's got little baby pigs in tow. That's a hilarious picture.
Let's get to some radio videos.
Okay.
Couple of quickies. We got the first one, I think, is a girl's getting hurt.
How about this?
Yeah.
Every month you get one. I'll give you $1,000. And we'll take a photo. January.
I got my wiener pierced.
February.
Now my eyebrows pierced.
March.
Ouch. My taint is pierced.
But you have to keep them in for the year, right?
All of them stay in. And then by December.
Gotcha.
You got them all
done. Yeah, the final one in December.
But it's a calendar shoot.
Yeah.
That's going to be for charity, too, right? So we're going to do it for a good cause.
Yes, no. It'll be for charity.
It'll be for trying to guilt them into it.
It'll be for homelessness and the Coast Guard.
Sell out before they're even printed.
That'd be so good.
No food banks.
April, I'm getting pissed about the piercing.
Man,
7 months more of this.
Enough!
Okay, go ahead. Sorry.
This is girls getting hurt, but the dog does some good work here.
Okay. There's a girl sitting on looks like a second floor. Oh, it's the first floor, and the dog just pisses on a girl. She's just sitting there minding her own business on a patio. And a stray dog comes up and pees on her back. Ah, that's good stuff. That's hilarious. Like, he does that on purpose. And then he looks at her.
What in the world?
He looks at her like,
what are you going to do?
And he trots away. Oh, that's phenomenal. Where is this?
It looks like a boardwalk, maybe?
No, it is a boardwalk, but where?
I have no idea.
That dog just piss on me?
She's done. That dog has... That is intentional.
Oh, yeah.
There are four other dogs that do a morning radio show laughing in a bush. He did it! He's doing it! Go pee on that Asian girl over there. Get them back for all they've done to dogs. That's hilarious. Well done.
That's one of your best ones.
Yeah, that's a good one. I like that, Brady.
This is pretty amazing. Whoa. It's a little summer activity. They got the water slide, kind of the inner tube down the hill. Check out what this guy does.
It's like a big slip and slide into the... Whoa!
I don't know how many that was.
At least four backflips.
They're pulling it. Okay, so...
Oh, it's like a boat attached.
It's a boat ripping a thing down the beach, and then there's a ramp.
Jet ski's pulling him. Okay, wow.
Four flips, but he goes in balled up.
Yeah.
Yeah. He goes in like Sonic the Hedgehog. That's awesome. Wow. You've seen that thing out at Lake Pleasant, right? That giant slide?
Uh-uh.
Oh, it's amazing. It's like 20 feet up. There's two of them, and you just slide down, and you go shooting in the air. People are flipping all over. My friend's son does it all the time.
Wow.
You go out there, and they've got two giant slides, and the ramp is no joke. Like, you're going up.
Wow.
They've got, Lake Pleasant has a great big thing out there. And then just people just flipping all over. I don't know how they haven't killed someone, because there's got to be somebody who's not qualified to do it. But it's pretty awesome. The H2, whoa, it's called. Look at the angle of those ramps at the end. These people aren't screwing around, and you
novice.
Hit that thing. Look how high up it is.
Wow.
And then you just go flipping around. But
they do it at night?
No, they do it all the time. That thing is active 24 hours a day. People are just flying through the air. And you go head first.
Wow.
Yeah. I don't know what the gap of time is from the last person who went to you, but they better be quick swimmers because there's somebody coming up right behind you. And you are getting way up there. The H2, whoa! It's the Joey Lawrence slide.
He's got to go down that one.
Oh, yeah.
Whoa! Blossom, whoa!
Won't do it.
Whoa!
Here's a video of it.
All right, guys, so we're out here. It's live and local time. And
all right, I'm tired of this guy already. Next. Just show me the flip.
Two vertical feet in the air. That's basically the same as three LeBron James, 24 cheese.
I don't need you.
Douche.
He's going to... Well, I don't know about that.
Yeah, I do.
All right.
This guy.
This guy. Just show me the guy. Why is the internet can't? Why do I always have to have a host of everything? Can't you just say, hey, I want to watch somebody go down that slide?
Hey, man, I'm Jimmy Pickles, and I'm going to tell you all about burgers and fries. I didn't like plasma. Look at the H2. Whoa.
And every time I want to see somebody go down the slide, this douchebag interrupts me. Just show me the slide. That's all I'm here for.
I see there's a 2-foot, a 4-foot, and a 6-foot ramp at the end of these three slides. It's designed by maritime engineers.
Hey, show me something going down it.
Floating water slide.
How long did this take from drawing it up?
Okay, how long did it take to build a ramp? 10 minutes.
You do this.
Just go down the goddamn slide.
Yeah,
let's go.
Here we go.
This is the world's large. Here they go.
2, 1, send it.
That's some guy.
Oh my gosh, Brian. Oh my gosh, here we go off the edge.
And then you just belly flop into Lake Pleasant.
It does look
pretty
fun.
Cool. It does look fun.
Really? That's a little bit of an overreaction.
Yeah. The news people
world
are always.
News. Yeah!
Woo! I love you! My taint piercing!
That would be tough on the wings.
I just gave myself an episiotomy wing style because of you idiots.
You wouldn't be able to go down on your chest, Brady.
No. You'd rip your wings off.
Wing tips.
My wings!
Still keeping that corny humor around.
All right, what else you got? More?
That's it.
What's the one that
Brett had? Well, we had the arm wrestling one. Yeah, we've seen it.
Intro this
but
one.
We should put it up.
Just listen. We've seen it? I've never seen that.
I've never
the
seen that
arm wrestling?
Well, we watched it this morning.
Oh, yeah, that's what I said.
No, we can share it with others, though. Okay. Now, here's the thing about this. Don't play it yet.
Okay.
It's a man and a woman, and they're arm wrestling. The guy looks like he's a pretty big
guy.
Hold on.
Take a second look. Is it a man?
Oh, I don't know. I thought that the arm on that other one looked like
I thought so until the end of the video, yeah.
All right, well, listen for the sound, and then what she says. Because you'll know what this sound means after her comment. Go ahead.
I can't do without like pushing my arm.
Okay. It's
I just broke my arm. Oh my god. Oh my god.
Yeah. She realized what that noise.
Okay. That's
oh my god.
I thought it might.
I just broke my arm. Oh my god. Oh my god.
Babe, we're viral.
Oh my god. Persuasion. I just broke my arm. Oh my god. Oh my god.
Oh, and it's so gross to look at.
I think she took it pretty good.
Man, that's her bone.
Chicken wing day.
That one sent over by Chris Clark.
That's right. Happy National Chicken Wing Day. Oh, Brady.
Oh.
December.
Hey, John.
Christmas wings.
By the way, Prince.
Right through my thing.
Prince Albert and a Jacob's ladder with testicle piercings
can take
up to a year to do. One step of the ladder per month for recovery.
That sounds about right. And then you quit. You got to give all the money back.
Please, that's enough.
Please accept my order.
Six is enough.
But I spent it.
Please accept my order for 50 calendars right now.
50 calendars.
I don't care what the price is.
We're feeding animals because you're you selfish bastard. You. Think of all the money that you could cure homelessness with your dick piercing.
Oh, John, I have both nipples and the reverse PA.
That's the one where the ring doesn't go horizontal, it's vertical through the urethra.
And there's no way I would take $1,000 to have any of them done again.
Well, yeah, you've already done it, so you already know.
Come on, you're not helping us sell Brady on this.
Yeah, what's the matter with you?
That's a great, great text.
What would be your charity?
Appreciate Brady? That.
What would be your cause? Like, what's the most meaningful thing for you? Christian orphans?
I think it's got to be food related.
Food related.
Maybe food bank.
More food for food.
Yeah.
We got to feed the food. So you'd go
animals
food banks, better
animals.
Food for the food banks. Gourmet for the homeless.
Yeah.
Wrong. I thought you'd pick Wildlife World Zoo.
Yeah, something
maybe
like that.
Maybe I would do it. That's why I had the animals in there.
Well, we're just looking for something specific. You went all over the map. So which one would you do it for?
Oh, I definitely would give some to
we'd raise $100,000
for the zoo.
Could you imagine that $100,000 went to save animals? Like medical expenses for the zoos or whatever it is. And it was all because people had pictures of your wiener. Your worst nightmare. But it's like that's the stuff I've
is
been
it worth good work?
That's the stuff I've been presenting to you for years. Like if this cured cancer, would you still Nope. You wouldn't cure cancer with a picture of your wang. What if a doctor came on and said 2 billion people have died from the new Delta variant? We're $100,000 short. If only someone could have raised an extra $100,000.
Nope. Not doing it.
What are Yakuza beads?
Oh,
I don't know. It's Japanese mob.
Yeah.
I'm guessing they're blurred out on most websites. Right. I would assume that you're gonna get a digitally blurred out something or other. It's Japanese, and it's general. Oh, okay. I don't want to know. What is
oh,
it?
Oh, yeah. Well, hey, if I got to suffer.
What are they?
I think this is it.
Yakuza beads. Oh, I hate this stuff.
Oh! Oh,
come on! Under the skin.
You get your built-in French tickler.
That I might do.
What?
That I might do.
Look at the hog on that guy.
Man.
Thing's ridiculous.
Oh.
Thing's got an elbow.
And it looks like it's got warts.
Oh.
What the hell's wrong with people?
Man, oh man. Anyway.
Oh.
Good God.
Brady, let me throw this out.
Okay.
Scholarship to the Scottsdale Culinary School.
I'll pay your way through culinary school.
Wow.
But you got to wear the wings.
So uncomfortable. Training.
Uh-uh. Be amazing. And if one got secretly, I'd be so happy if one got infected. Because just to listen to you bitch about it for the entire infection process.
John, this won't sell you on it, and I have no regrets, but when I had my Prince Albert done, it wasn't as bad as I thought it would be. Of course, I smoked meth back then, so maybe that had something to do with it.
That was unnecessary to even mention. When you said Prince Albert, I knew at one point in your life you had dabbled in meth. Very rarely does a CEO go, you know, I've never tried drugs or alcohol. And when I got my Prince Albert, they're not at all hand in hand.
We're getting offers to handle this because Christy, I emailed in saying, my name is Christy M.F. Simmons, and I am a professional body piercer at Frontier Tattoo Company. My pierced nipples are getting hard at the thoughts of being able to pierce Brady all over. Do it, pussy.
Yeah.
Wow.
You heard Christy M.F.
Yeah, man.
Holy Moses. All right. You think about this. I have a feeling he didn't want to run a race in the parking lot because it was scary to him. We had to turn a walk race out because he was worried about pulling a hammy. My hammy! Signal Butte and Warner Road. That's where Jeremy is this morning for Operation Hydration. We're all about charity here, and we're going to try to solve more of those problems a little bit with Brady's new calendar idea. Safeway, Signal Butte, and Warner Road for Operation Hydration. We'll chat with Jeremy next. There goes your Brady Report, brought to you by our friends at Hooters. It's National Chicken Wing Day.
You guys partake?
I'll partake. Hit me. K-U-P-D.
You've been listening to Holmberg's Morning Sickness Podcast, brought to you by our friends at Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Meet, mesquite, repeat. Eric's Family BBQ.com.